Bulldogs. We look back on this game. It's our Triple M Amy review. Submit your fan clanger story to amy.com.au /fansurance and you could win. Tommy Rockliffe and Sean Burgoyne tonight.
Yeah, well, Richmond just dominated the game in the end. They blew it open in the third quarter, and any time you're plus 33 in contested possession, plus 18 inside 50, plus 6 at clearance, all the stats say that they should have won the game and won it quite comfortably. We always felt like they were on top, but Port Adelaide were in the game on the scoreboard up until half time, and then things started to open up for Richmond. They hunted in numbers, ran in numbers, and they just worked Port Adelaide down. Port Adelaide couldn't go with them in that third quarter.
Yeah, I think Richmond just controlled the game from start to finish. You know, Port Adelaide got back into the game, but I thought that was purely because Richmond just, you know, backed off for a few minutes and then Port Adelaide capitalised. But Richmond's stars, you know, Cochin, Prestia, Nank, you know, Rioli was probably best on ground up to half time and then kind of drifted out a little bit. Bolton, you know, Lynch, their stars came to the top, they led the way. We spoke about contested possession, you know, Cochin 18, Prestia 23, Nankervis 14. That's contested possessions. So they're putting their bodies on the line and showing the rest of the guys this is how it's done. And they want to play finals. They want to play finals, they keep the dream alive, and they'll get the great Dustin Martin back at some stage. So imagine him getting into this team if they can continue playing that brand of footy.
And this is typical of the Tigers in that they don't have massive numbers. They don't get players who stat up to 35s in the 30s and so forth. They're normally around the lower end, isn't it? It's an even spread.
Yeah, tonight's probably one of their higher ones. They normally have the early 20s is their top possession winner, but tonight Cochin's got 32, Prestia 32, Nankervis 29, Rioli 25. So you're a little bit off the mark there, Biggers, but tonight they found plenty of the footy and they were just far too good in the contest, in and around the contest. And every time they went forward, Lynch looked so dangerous. I thought they should have made that change a little bit earlier. I thought Aaliyah was really good in the last quarter and a bit when he went to Lynch. His closing speed was really good. I thought that was a better matchup, but they were just far too good.
And Bolton just ripped the game apart. Last week he had 12 score involvements, most of anyone on the round. Tonight he's kicked 4 goals, 5, and he had a few more goal assists. So, you know, reminds me of a different type of player, but when Buddy Franklin first came onto the scene, he was kicking 5-6, 4-7, 5-8, 8. Like, he was kicking, having so many shots on goal, and he was kicking more points than goals. And, you know, they're two different players, but I'm just trying to compare the amount of shots they're having on goal. And he's playing on ball and forward, but he's getting 9, 10, 11 shots on goal weekly. So when he does get his kicking boot on, he does kick straight. Man, he's just going to be the best player in the comp by so far when he starts kicking straight. Because if he's getting 20 to 30 possessions a week and he's kicking 6, 7, 8 goals, look out.
How important is this ruck situation for Port Adelaide? Given Tickle had to come in tonight, they've been sort of working their way through with a bit of a makeshift setup for the last 8 or 10 weeks, whatever it's been. Given what we saw tonight from Nankervis and the impact he had on the game, surely it's an area that needs to be addressed and quickly for Port Adelaide.
Yeah, well, we know Lysette's there. Unfortunately, he had a shoulder op and then got an infection, so that's kept him out. And they sorely missed him tonight. It hasn't been a big issue for him, but it's starting to become a real issue now for him. You hear a little bit of noise about Brody Grundy, whether they can lure him back home if he's on the out there. I think they're certainly interested in him, but I'm not sure that they do need to fix it. They can't continue to run Dixon and Finlayson and that through the middle. Tickle tried his hardest tonight, but he's a second-game player, so he's going to take time to develop. They clearly don't want to play Sam Hayes. They don't genuinely like what he does around the ground. His ruck work's not too bad, but they think he can't run at the level. So it's a bit of watch this space. You'd imagine that Hayes might look for an opportunity somewhere else. So then can you bring another ruckman in? And whether it be a Grundy or someone, you'd want to bring in a top-end ruckman, I think, if you wanted to bring a ruckman into the club.
Collingwood supporters are pretty wrapped with that mail you dropped there, Skeeps, weren't they?
Well, speaking of mail, you were dropping it left, right and centre tonight.
I don't drop mail, mate. I do not drop mail. I just give information for the Triple M listeners.
It was a good win of the Tigers. They were home by 38 points. Catch a quarter pound arranged meal and score a free Macca's glass. Start collecting today. The standoff continues between Biggers and Rocky. The other thing I want to ask you about tonight was just from watching the game from up high and just the pressure and hassling, and you don't see all that stuff on the stats, do you? Like, I know all the contested stuff you've spoken about already, but It's as though there's an intensity level that Port Adelaide were outplayed at tonight. They didn't reach the heat, not the contested stuff as much as the swarming and that sort of gear.
Well, Richmond just got numbers to the contest. They had really good shape where the ball was at a stoppage and then on the ground. They had really good shape around it. So there's two or three options for the player to give the ball to, or there's a long kick and the ball hit the ground. They just had more numbers there. And then what that does do is when you get the ball, you're able to use your numbers and use your advantage. And then vice versa, if the opposition get it, with Port get it, they're able to put a lot of pressure on and turn it over. So they just hunted in packs. And then once they sniffed that turnover, they just ran forward in waves. And we saw it over and over. And eventually it wore Port Adelaide down.
Well, it doesn't read it on the stat sheet because Port Adelaide had 86 tackles to Richmond 60. But the pressure that Richmond put on was way above what Port Adelaide put on in those important times around the game. So certainly Richmond were up for the contest tonight in that third quarter, that they just hunted in packs, and we spoke about it. They were running in waves of numbers and they just wore Port Adelaide down, and a few Port players got a bit jumpy at times. I reckon we called it up here. They were a little bit jumpy or had a bit of a slight fumble at certain times tonight.
Yeah, massive 10 goals from turnover. That's just crucial, isn't it? That's what Richmond scored. 10 goals of their 16 were created from a Port turnover.
Well, they get the turnover and then they run forward and they tap it, they knock it forward, they sock it forward, and they just know what they're going to do. And then that's what they do. They run in the waves, and you guys called it over and over. Look at the wave run. And then in the end result, they get either easier shot on goal because they're just backing each other in.
Where do Port Adelaide need to improve? You know, they've gone backward this year, obviously, and is it what do Port fans grab onto and what do Port Adelaide work on over the summer? I know there's a couple of games left. They've got, obviously, the showdown, and next week they take on Essendon, I think it is. So there are a couple of games to work on stuff, but how does this side get themselves back into September?
Well, I think their defence has been quite good for a couple of years, and their contest work, not tonight, wasn't there, but generally speaking, it's pretty good. The biggest thing that they need to work on is their offence and their ball movement, their style of play, and then when the pressure comes on, how they nullify the opposition's influence when they have the full momentum. So their execution under pressure is one, but also the skill level needs to improve. They need to go to work hard on their skill, their kicking skills, to retain the ball and give themselves an opportunity to attack the game from a different front. And we've spoken about it at length. It's been an issue now for a couple of years down at Port Adelaide. I think they need to really hone in on that ball movement and get their offence side of the game up and going.
So if we look at the retirement, of course, of Stevie Motlop, Boak's still in ripping form, so it goes on, you would have thought. Robbie Gray?
I think he goes on, and he's got the right to make his call, whether he does or not, in my opinion.
Still went into the centre bounce tonight. How do you think his performance? I thought last week he was pretty good. Had 18 disposals last week and 5 tackles. Of course, had a bit of... he was the oldest man out there today. How'd he go stat-wise, Triple M Red Z, lending stats and impact around the footy? You would have thought, Shawnee, did he have an impact? That's where he's most damaged.
Yeah, well, I think his impact was down on the contest. But I reckon the majority of the forwards, Port Adelaide forwards, were down because the ball just didn't come in there. Or when it did come in there, Richmond defenders and their defensive structure was far better than Port's forward structure and the way the ball was coming in. So they either intercepted it and marked it, or they spoiled it. And Robbie's at the front of their feet for the soft drop, but when the Richmond defenders spoil it away, he can't get the ball. So I think he would have liked to play better. I think they all would have liked better, but yeah, it'd be interesting to see how the rest of the two weeks go. But you know, he's still going on ball and he's still clever enough to be in and around the contest, and when he is forward, he takes normally their best small defender as well.
Shawnee, what's important about what Rocky's telling us about with the ball movement? As a side, when you're trying to move the ball and it's not going as you want to do, what do you have to do to get it moving in the way you want it to go?
Well, the number one thing is work rate. You have to work hard when you have the ball.
So do you think Port aren't working hard enough at times?
Well, they've got to work hard, but you've got to have connection, you've got to have system, you've got to know where you want the ball going, do you want it inside or outside, which you've got to build through pre-season, and you've got to change things up. So you can't always go through the middle. You have to have a plan B, go wide, you have to switch it, you have to work on those things. So you have to create space, you have to create opportunities for the easy kick, because if you just bomb it long, which they've been doing a lot of, opposition teams will intercept it. But there's a lot of things that go into ball movement. It's just not as easy as getting a kick in the ball, because there's an opposition out there who are trying to take away your strengths as well.
Well, it was a big win to Richmond. They keep their race alive for season 2022. We might head into the votes, boys. The triple MVP award for homeloans.com.au. Homeloans.com.au, the best and fairest when it comes to home loans. Who's got the votes?
Yeah, I do tonight. We gave one vote to Tom Lynch. We thought he was an impact player. He kicked the four goals. He was up and about early on in the game, and then the start of the third quarter, he's the one that kicked the momentum off for Richmond. Dion Prestia through the midfield for two votes. He had the 32 disposals, 23 contested possessions. Off the charts, he had the 10 clearances to go with it, and they needed to put a bit more time into him tonight. We know that Drew tried to get to him, but he was just too good in the end, and best on ground was Bolton in the end. He's had the 9 shots on goal, 4 goals, 5. He broke the game apart. 11 contested possessions, and he was best on ground for us.
He was extraordinary, wasn't he?
That Nank. Big Nank.
Ruckman should not be out there.
Lynch kicks 4 and has 15. Nank was dominant. He absolutely smashed this game. And Ruckman having 29 disposals and tearing apart... Oh, you're kidding me.
At 53%. He turned 53%. Half of them over.
Are you kidding me?
Daniel Rowell is also stiff as well, because I think Richmond had a number of players who could have featured in the votes tonight. We mentioned the even spread across the team.
Terrible votes.
No, very, very good.
Make sure you call the game when there's a goal kick. You make sure you call it all right, Rose.
Good on you, mate.
We'll deal with this out in the back room. There it is. It's a win to the Tigers by 38 points over Port Adelaide. 16-13, 109 mic drop from Tommy Rockliffe. Port Adelaide, 10-11, 71. The Tigers home by 38 points. Enjoy the rest of your night. Enjoy your weekend. For McDonald's and Ream Hot Water, Triple M rocks footy.